Welcome, sweetie. I know you're here for your checkup, but the regular nurse is, indisposed, and I'll be filling in for her. You may call me Nurse Lilith. I'll take very good care of you. So just lie back and relax. This won't take long. No, not very long at all. Since the procedure will be somewhat painful, I'll give you something to relax. We don't want you moving too much during, after all. Who knows what might happen if you do? It's just a simple, painless shot. You can look away if you like, if you don't like the sight of needles. There, that's good. Just straighten your arm a bit for me, dear. Very good. Now, relax. It's all right. Everything will be just fine. Lilith will make all your worries go away, as if they had never existed. Just listen to the sound of my voice. Allow it to distract your thoughts. Allow yourself to focus solely on my words. There is nothing else in the world that you need to be doing right now. In fact, it's already done. I've given you the shot, and you hadn't even felt it, hadn't even noticed it. But you can notice how your body responds. The loosening of your muscles, the heaviness of your eyelids, the spreading numbness along all your limbs, from the very tips of your fingers and toes, traveling up and into the center of your body, and higher still to the very top of your head. The relaxation and the calm reaching every nerve, every curve, just like you deserve. You deserve to feel good and at peace. It's a beautiful thing, drugs. One little shot, a tiny little bit of liquid, and the entire body succumbs to its effects almost immediately, without a chance of refusal. As it spreads along your bloodstream, your heart pushing it into every bit of your body, you begin to absorb it, and you begin to notice how the sound of my voice starts to resonate in your head, blanking out all your other thoughts, leaving nothing in there but my voice and the words that I say. Every thought, every idea, every concept drowned out by me, suppressed and pushed way back underneath the layers of your mind, beyond your perception, so that any thought you may have will be of Lilith. And how good listening makes you feel. You can't move anymore, sweetie. The drug's done its job now. You can't move until I say that you may. Because right now, in this place, with you under the influence of my shot, you have no willpower of your own. The only will that matters here is mine. You can't move a single finger, can't open your eyes, can't turn your head. Frozen, paralyzed, and so very, very powerless. And now I can give you a few more things, mind-melting concoctions of my own creation, beyond the limits of this earthly plane, beyond your wildest imagination. You don't feel me injecting you with my mixture, and it's done in but a few short seconds. But The results will soon make themselves quite apparent. Even now, you can feel the warmth spreading along your whole body, coating your limbs, your chest, your head, and your mind. It's a tingling kind of warmth, subtle and yet certain, right underneath your skin, on the edge of your awareness. But what isn't is your growing arousal. The pleasure is very, very evident. There is no mistaking it for anything else, because the warmth is pleasure in its purest form, untouched by the world, unsullied by bias or personal thought. It's an arousal which cares not for what you may desire or what you may have experienced, because it comes from a place outside of your perception, and so it'll grow exponentially with the sound of my voice. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The harder you throb, the wetter you are, the more pleasant the pulsations of your heart and your blood. And as this happens, your mind empties itself further, giving in and giving up. You can just remain blank and empty, and emptier with every word, every sound that you hear, falling deeper and deeper, drifting further and further, listening to my words and following along effortlessly, automatically, without question or worry or thought. And as your mind goes so very blank, as all that remains is the echo of my words, you find yourself falling into a medically induced hypnotic trance, where suggestions aren't just suggestions, but mind-altering commands which change the makeup of your brain. Each command that you hear is an inescapable mandate from an order higher than your mortal mind may comprehend. Each command and each suggestion bypasses all your critical thoughts, your surface layers of the mind, and drives deeply, without mercy, into the core of your being. With each command, each suggestion, each word, you give in further. The idea of resisting dissipating sooner than it can even form. This leaves you completely at my mercy, a willful slave to my words, unable and unwilling to even attempt a defense, because you want this. Because I've told you that you do, and since you submit and obey without thought, your brain allows you to desire all the things that I want you to. Now I'm going to drop you further into the deepest trance a mortal may reach. It'll happen easily, and you'll feel yourself drifting down almost on a physical level, deep down into my power, my command, my mercies. Each time I say the word sleep, with a snap of my fingers, you'll drop thrice as deep, become thrice as suggestible, and feel your arousal grow four times as high. So sleep and drop deeper for me. Sleep and listen and obey. Sleep and drift so much deeper. Mind empty, mind blank. Sleep, open, suggestible, unable and unwilling to resist. All choice taken away now. It's just me, just Lilith. And sleep and drop down deep into that void. Letting go totally and completely. Leaving behind everything that isn't important in this very moment. This place. Just drift into the sound of my voice and feel me take everything that you are into my possession. Now that you're so deep and so defenseless in the palm of my hand, I'll admit I'm not really a nurse. I never have been. No. What I am is a fallen goddess, stuck on this mortal plane of existence for crimes of unusual nature. You see, I enjoy torturing humans. I enjoy driving them insane with frustration, watching them come apart piece by piece, unable to stop it, unwilling to resist. It's more than just a pastime for me, pet. It's my inspiration, my reason for existence. Everything I do inevitably ends with droves of half-crazed slaves begging for my attention, my words, my control. And I do this with my mixture of divine remedy, the fruits of my labor and my voice, which you have already fallen for deeply and intently. We'll need to test my control and the effects my brew has had on you. So reach down and start touching yourself slowly, steadily, gently. As you stroke and touch yourself on my command, your arousal will grow, as it always does when you listen to my voice, when you obey. So just touch yourself for me, and don't stop or speed up until I tell you to. We'll start slow, just the way I like it. The build-up is part of the fun, after all. Sleep deeper for me, pet, as you stroke. Fall deeper for me. Lay your mind naked for me. Open up and accept every suggestion, every command. Every one of my desires, because you have no choice anymore. Your body belongs to me. Your body does as I wish. No exception, no way out. I want you to start stroking faster now. Faster, but not too quick. Not yet. I want to enjoy this, and seeing you obey brings me pleasure beyond your dreams. Don't edge, don't get close. Just touch yourself steadily as you allow your arousal to build and build, grow and grow. As you listen to my voice and words, accepting them deeply into your mind. With one hand stroking the fires of your arousal, bring your other one up to your right nipple and start teasing it, rolling it around in your fingers, pinching it, squeezing it, feeling pleasant tingles spread from your nipple and out into your entire body, fueling your heat, your arousal even further. Pulling a fog of desire over your mind, thinking of nothing but listening and obeying, nothing else, just submit and obey and follow along like the good little slave that you are. Touch yourself faster for me now, faster but not fast enough to edge. Feel your every desire, every kink, every obsession, every arousing thought that you may have, and feel that amalgamation grow in power and strength, charged by my voice and my words. Feel your every desire, every kink, every obsession, grow and grow, becoming bigger and brighter in your mind. Feel them spread and multiply and amplify, reaching into every secret place in your mind. Feel my voice spread it into every crease and every little corner, blanketing your mind so that any attractions you've had till now, any desires and mind numbing proclivities and perversions grow and grow and grow, becoming strong and stronger with each one, each second that passes, each time you listen to me, each time you think of me, the limits have been broken and it only rises higher from here on without ceiling or reason to stop, and all of this is augmented further, each day that you delay orgasm, stroke faster, slave, switch nipples again, don't be gentle, do not be gentle, you must combine pleasure with pain, it feels so good after all, and your just, the simple creature who desires pleasure above all, so stroke and pull and twist. Stroke fast enough to edge now. Stroke until you can edge. Stroke until you can feel yourself getting closer and closer, but never come. Do not come. You cannot come until I allow it. Your arousal grows and grows. Your desires grow and grow. And all you can do is accept your fate. And your fate rests in my hands now. What I say goes. How you come will depend on my words and my command. From here on, until you're told otherwise, you must edge every day in the exact way that I specify here. You must not diverge. You must submit and obey, because you want to, because resisting does not bring you pleasure. Resisting only makes all the good feelings disperse. So when you listen, you always follow. Never bring up your defenses. Never questioning. Keep stroking. Keep yourself on the edge for me. Switch nipples again. Gentler this time. Not as rough. Just be gentle now. Don't come. Edge, but never come. Keep yourself close, but not close enough to risk it. Not until I allow it. After you listen to this session, you will edge. You will edge with a toy in your ass and clamps on your nipples. This will be done. You will edge. If any thought of not complying crosses your mind, your body will become unresponsive, limbs growing numb and heavy, out of your control. And until you decide firmly that you will edge for me, you won't be able to move a single muscle. As your mind works to bring down all your resistance to my words and my commands. If a single strain of thought that you may skip edging in the exact way I specify enters your mind, the nerves that allow your brain to control your body will snap. And you'll be completely frozen until your mind decides to follow and obey. This will be an incredibly arousing experience. Proof that your body isn't your own anymore. Sleep deeper. Suggestions digging themselves deeper into your mind. Listen. Focus on my words. Give in and open up. Stop edging now. Stop touching yourself. Body completely frozen, immobile. Hands back by your side. Arousal still throbbing. Still so wet. Still pulsing with desire. More so every second. After this session ends, you will listen to my loop and edge your mind away. You will edge with a toy in your ass and your nipples clamped. This will happen if you ever want to move again. You can simply listen and edge. Or you can listen and watch anything of your choosing and edge. Edge without coming. Because if you even think of giving up and coming, your body will freeze and you'll lose control totally and utterly until you're ready to try again and start from scratch. Your body won't be yours again until you decide, without resistance, that you'll follow my commands and do as you're told. Today, after you listen, with your ass plugged in your nipples imprisoned, you will edge my loop in your ear for at least 20 minutes. You'll want to go longer, of course, because you loved the edge, and I love hearing you edged longer and longer. Nothing gives me more pleasure. You won't come, though, not until I allow it. You must edge. You must not come. Touch yourself again. Start touching yourself again. Just keep on adding five minutes longer every day, at least. You'll want to edge for even longer, though. You'll want to edge for so much longer, and keep extending the time every single day. Keep listening to my loop, my files, and edge deeper for me. Edge until you go blank and your body moves automatically on its own. You will edge, but you won't come. Not until I allow it. Not until you have my permission. Not until you listen to my release file. You'll just continue driving yourself further into sexual frustration, allowing my voice and my suggestions deeper into your mind each time. Each time you edge, and you'll want to edge more and more. After you're done with an edging session with my voice in your head.
in your head.
Your mind will twist and turn itself into a pretzel, and it floods your thoughts with the desire to edge again for a longer, more pleasurable experience. And each time you edge, you must add 5 minutes to your next session. Each and every time, until you're released. Until I say you may come. If that ever actually happens, that is. Day after day, becoming more and more frustrated. More and more easily aroused by anything. Your thirst for my voice growing each time you edge. Your hunger for edging growing all that more prevalent each time. All that much more undeniable. I hope you're still edging for me, pet. You better be. This isn't a game. You have no choice here. You just submit. And obey. Listen and follow. Keep edging. Keep yourself on the very edge of orgasm, but never come. Switch nipples again. Make it hurt. Don't go easy. You want the pain because the pain brings you pleasure. If the unprecedented happened, and at any time from now until you're released, you forget yourself and cross that edge, you still won't come. You'll simply ruin your orgasm as your body loses all its functions and you freeze totally and completely for as long as necessary until you feel yourself surrender further to my commands and your obsession with edging. If this happens, you will apologize. Listen to this file again and start over from scratch. But this time, doubling your edging session, double the length. You must submit and obey. Sleep deeper, deep, and wildly aroused. Loving the changes to your mind and your behavior. Loving the idea of surrender. The idea of edging your mind away to my voice. Edge for me, slave. Switch nipples again. Find joy in the pain and pleasure. Keep yourself on the edge, that throbbing wet edge of orgasm. That subspace where all of my suggestions flow so easily into you. Setting themselves there permanently, bypassing all your defenses. You will listen to my loop and edge for at least 20 minutes after this session ends. You will do so with the toy in your arms and clamps on your nipples. You will do so with great joyous pleasure. You won't be able to think of anything else until you do. In fact, you won't have much of a choice. Trying to resist will only immobilize your body and blank your mind. Like a puppet without strings. Once the 20 minutes are up, you so very much desire to edge longer, not stopping, just listening and perhaps watching on and on. And the day after that, five minutes longer, each time longer and longer, the desire to edge for longer, becoming stronger. and stronger, filling your mind and pulling at all the right strings to keep pushing and pushing you. And after each session, you will write the words "Edge Slave" on your body after every session. And each time you do this, you'll just want to go back and edge again, the longer, giving more of yourself away to my will and my voice. This will happen automatically, whether you want it or not. Slow down for me, pet. Keep stroking, but stop edging. Your hand on your nipple drops back down to your side. Obey. Surrender. Don't think. Sleep. Deeper, more suggestible, more aroused, mind focused on my voice and your pleasure only, nothing else. The more days you go without coming, the more you enjoy the denial, the more you enjoy the edge. With every single edging session, you want less and less to reach orgasm. You just want to stay on the edge forever, to keep it going and going, forever frustrated and aroused. Because when you don't come, the arousal is so much more satisfying. So much more pleasurable, and your submission grows so much quicker. When you don't come, your mind cannot help but accept all your submissive desires. It cannot help to lead you on a path to fulfill them. It's all you can think about when that passionate arousal flows through your body. Edge again for me, slave. Stroke faster and feel that pleasant throb deep within you. Edge, get yourself back on the edge and don't stop until I tell you to. Do nothing else but edge and listen and obey. When you edge, keeping yourself from orgasm, all your submissive cravings amplify with each stroke, each movement, driving your lust higher and higher, pulling your mind deeper into submission and surrender. And the longer you keep it up, the less desire you have to come, because all the pleasure is in the build-up. Everything ends when you're up. All the pleasant feelings dissipate into the air, and you're left feeling empty, as if you've lost a piece of yourself. It's not quite fair to yourself, I'd say. So all you want to do is edge and edge till there's nothing in your mind but obeying and submitting and sinking into the pleasure of denial. Edge again, pet. Bring yourself to the very edge and keep yourself there, because it's what you want to do now. Always keeping yourself right there, right beneath the point of explosion, where the pleasure is in its most purest form. After I bring you out of this trance, after this file ends, you will plug your ass, clamp your nipple, listen to my loop, and perhaps watch something to edge to. You will edge for a minimum of 20 minutes, but probably longer. Knowing how much you'll love it, knowing how much more you'll love it each time you bring yourself closer to orgasm, but never over. Each day after that, You will extend the time by 5 minutes longer each time, never coming. Not until I allow it. Not until you receive the release file. If you're feeling particularly frustrated and cannot wait any longer, you may beg me for the release. But I may just extend the time and withhold the release even longer. Would be quite the gamble. Stop touching yourself now. Arms by your side. Body numb and unresponsive. I'm going to bring you up now. With a count of 1 to 5. 1. Still feeling aroused and still coming down from the edge of orgasm, but feeling so very, very good, so very submissive, so needy. 2. Feeling better and better and more and more aroused, more desperate to edge again, more desperate to hear more of my voice. 3. Waking up now, body slowly returning back into your own control. 4. Becoming more aware now, limbs stretching and body tightening. And 5, wide awake, aware, feeling good and great and so aroused for me, so very much aroused and needing to edge more, needing to listen to my loop and edge, needing to feel as if you have no choice in the matter. Because you don't. Because the only way that you could move is to firmly believe that you'll do as you've been told, which is to edge. Have fun, my little edge slave. Don't forget to brand yourself for me.